The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, y'all? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that is the 20th of October. We all know what that means. Almost Halloween. Huh? I was at Tesco's yesterday, seeing fucking pumpkins. Seen a white one. They call it a ghost pumpkin. Well, fucking, what's the word? Advertised, guys. Fair play to you. You know? I remember being in Sainsbury's in Scotland once, and they had a load of purple carrots. Which, to be honest, I would eat anyway. Purple carrots seem quite cool. But because everyone's used to a fucking orange carrot, it's like, oh, we're going to call these ones witch's fingers and we can only really sell them around Halloween time. Oh, sweet Colin, sweet carrot banter straight off the bat. You're welcome. You're welcome, guys. It is general banter after all. Am I right? I seen someone share a link the other day saying why banter is getting in the way of crack. I never read it. You know, I don't really think that there is any real banter that happens on this podcast, seeing that I'm talking to myself. You know? I rarely talk about Nando's. You know what I'm saying? Banter. What goes hand in hand? Banter, cheeky Nando's. That's it really, isn't it? Walking up to people in public, tickling their chin. Laughing like a maniac. Be deemed a comedy genius, probably. Let's move on. What have I got to plug? I have very little to plug other than Lavery's Comedy Club returns tomorrow on the 21st of October. What's happening, Colin? I'll tell you what's happening. The Monster Comedy Ball, which I decided to call, you know, just to give it some sort of theme because it's coming up to Halloween soon. I called it the Monster Comedy Ball because it's a big lineup. I feel like that's the way to go with Lavery's Comedy Club. We don't just put on three guys, you know? Even though what we were doing before, we're like, oh, we might book a guy who, you know, I've worked with and I think he's brilliant and I book a person. But that doesn't necessarily mean that anyone else has heard of him. Do you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've just decided, you know what I'll do? I'll just do these quality lineups of like fucking six, seven, eight people. You know? It's going to be awesome. How many times am I going to say, you know? A million. Okay. So we've got that on Wednesday night, which is tomorrow. I don't know when you're going to listen to this, but if you want to, get yourselves fucking down. It's going to be great crack. Great crack! What else is coming up? I think there'll be another Lavery's on the 4th of November, which is a big lineup, which I'm going to fucking... Very special lineup, which I'll keep to myself. You know what I'm saying? I'll keep that to my fucking self. I was also on the phone to... What am I talking about? I wasn't on the phone. I was talking to Connor Keyes, who is... he runs an MC's Daly's Comedy Club in Oma. They also run a sideline gig called Late and Live at Bogan's, which is another bar down the street, which they use during the fucking Oma Comedy Festival, which they had one of the other day, the day that Oma had a fucking another bomb scare. Could you fucking take it easy on the bombs in Oma, you fucking spastics? Anyway, but they're saying that, apparently the gig was full of people anyway. They're like, do you know what? Fucking shove your bomb up your hole, you fucking dicks. I'm going to a comedy gig. And I think Niamh Maren headlined it, and I think they had a great night. So I'm doing the next one on the 21st of November. You know? Let's have no bombing, please, on or off stage. You fucking mental cunts. Anyway. So 21st of November. Did I read that right? 21st of November. Yes. Got that gig coming up. So there you go. There's some gigs. Let's delve into the general banter of what I've been up to. I don't know if you mentioned me saying that I did a gig at the bookshop, the book reserve on the Lisburn Road, sort of a while ago. It went great. Everyone that performed enjoyed it immensely. Everyone that attended, I think, had a decent enough time, you know, as far as I know. Everyone, it was a success, I think, all in all. The book reserve, they went back, you know, went, reviewed the numbers, went over it. You know, the first one was essentially an experiment. So they're going to do another one. Which I do believe is on a date that I can't fucking remember. 28th of November. So if you're only into weekend gigs, there's going to be another one of those. I spoke with the fella who runs it. Completely, you know, when you're sort of, I don't know whether they're cool with me talking about this, but there's signs up, so I imagine I'll talk about it anyway. I didn't know that, like, apparently there's plaques up within this establishment explaining what it is. Now, if you've never been to this book reserve thing, the cafe downstairs is called the Thinking Cup. Lovely, beautiful cafe. You go upstairs, there's like a quiet room that you can hire out for like little functions and corporate things. You know, the door, big glass door shut. There's a TV in there if you need to project anything. There's a secondhand bookshop. It's very quiet, very nice. But when you read up on the signs, what it actually is one of these places that's sort of like a government-run, government-funded type business where it's like people who, young, it was, I forget the exact fucking criteria, but it was like young adults who have been basically in contact with the law or in prison. And I was reassured there was no murderers or paedophiles, but I was like, oh, this is, and then I was having this conversation with the guy, and it was all very like, you know, when you break down the fucking figures and all, he said there'd be people have come in, ordered a coffee, read the wall, and went, this is fucking disgraceful, this is a waste of taxpayers' money. You know, to give these ex-criminals a fucking job. But it's one of those things where it's like, you know, a lot of these people are young, everyone fucking fucks up, and then it's hard to get back on the ladder, and this is the sort of place where it allows people to work. Because, I mean, the chances of someone reoffending or burglarizing, is that even a word? Robbing somewhere or committing more crimes is going to be based probably on someone's financial situation. You know, I can't get a job, I've no money, I need to do something, you know, bad to basically fund whatever I want to fucking do. And this place gives them a bit of a fucking starting point. And whatever they earn there is actually way less than what it costs to fucking put someone up in jail if they reoffend. So it was all news to me, you know. I was sitting there like, holy fuck, I didn't know that at all. Not that I probably would have changed my opinion, but, you know, you're in a place and you're like, holy shit, I had no idea. I had no idea about that. So that's essentially what it is. It's one of these sort of places where you can sort of get a fucking second chance if you've fucked up. So there you go. So next time you're, you know, I don't know how people feel about that. I feel like if you have a problem with that, there's something wrong with you. Some sort of fucking sociopath. What, you broke into a car when you were 17? I don't think you should be let out of prison till the day you fucking die. People do stupid shit, you know what I mean? So There you go. If you're on the Lisburn Road and you're thinking of getting a coffee, why not get one out of there? Support them, because they're only funded for 3 years or something. And once it runs out and they're not self-sufficient, you know, who knows, it might close. But, you know, you could go into a Starbucks and feed that fucking machine that doesn't pay any fucking taxes, even though they're multi-trillionaires. Or you can go support this other fucking thing, where the products are top-notch, by the way. Like, you walk in this place, you're like, this is fucking very nice. Coffee was nice. Didn't eat any buns. Surprise, surprise. But it all looked fucking sweet as fuck. Loving it. So there's another one of those gigs coming up. The way it run last time was, it was like, they made virgin cocktails, which mean they hadn't been fucked yet. I'm joking. They would mix you like cocktails, but then all you had to do was bring your own drink, because they're obviously not licensed to sell booze. So they make you these nice fucking drinks, chuck a lime in it, and you just pour a wee bit of your own booze in, which I've been over before. If you added up the fucking numbers, you know, it works out cheaper. You know, much like the way the cafe works itself. So I met up there, organised another gig. It was all good. Girlfriend Maureen's been killing it all week at the Belfast Fashion Week. Huh? Headhunted to do that shit now that she's out freelance on her own, whilst trying to squeeze in fucking 10 makeups at a fucking wedding or some shit before she even goes to do it. You know, did makeup on some wee girl who's like a 13-year-old model. And she's fucking on the front of the Telegraph. Obviously, the makeup credit goes to whoever she was hired by, but, you know, boots on the ground type shit. So we've been doing that. We've been super busy all over the fucking place. Went to Derry/Londonderry/Maiden City/ lived there for 4 years. Didn't hear anyone call it Londonderry the whole fucking time. No matter what your political fucking religious stance is. Is it Derry or Londonderry? No one ever said Londonderry. The closest it ever got was blah, 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 12 such and such road, Derry, County Londonderry. You know, that's about as close as you would come to fucking saying that. I don't know. Are we getting political? I don't know. I don't care. Don't argue me. Ill-informed and just indifferent, you know. Will I say the shorter word? Because it's shorter, probably. We're already too deep in the game here. So I go to, basically what happened was, I knew it was going to be a fucking late gig. So I booked a room in Derry at the Travel Lodge. Classy as shit. I stayed there one time before when I graduated, and there was three lads in this fucking double room, triple room or whatever. Just that, celebrating the graduation the way nerds do, you know. Dudes in a room, not fucking anybody. I come out of the fucking bog, like, brushing my teeth, leaned on the wall, elbow went clean through the wall. It was like wet fucking papier-mâché. And I was like, I went down to the thing. I was like, listen, I put my fucking arm through that wall there, and don't even think about charging me, because it was fucking like Weetabix. Anyway, funny story. Don't know if I've told this before. Went out that night. All came back, blocked. Nothing really happened, you know, no one's banging anyone, let's face it. Three fucking retards in a room. However, I wake up, I'm in a single bed, I think, and then two of my mates at uni were, like, sharing a double bed. So I wake up, go, oh, fuck, steaming. I look over, there's, like, a blonde girl in the bed with, like, a dress on. Now, there was a girl in our class that looked the same. I'll not give her name away, not that it matters. But I thought, oh, so they'd be quite friendly with her. She's obviously just got lost. They've went, just crash in here. You know, she's in a full, like, fucking formal dress. And these two other lads are lying just in their fucking boxers, sleeping, out cold. I just roll over, look across. I don't even think, like, do you know what I mean? I thought it was this girl out of our class, so I didn't even go like, oh, go ahead, lads. Fair fucking plenty of spit roasting a girl in a dress. No, I wasn't thinking like that. I was like, oh, it's your woman out of our class. Straight back to sleep. The door goes, bum, 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 bum. And it won't stop. It's like, dun, 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 dun. And this is like 9 o'clock. I was like, we don't have to even be out of here till like 12. What the fuck is going on? bum, 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 keeps going. I open the door. The girl's like, there's just a strange girl there. And she goes, what the fuck are you doing in there? And wee Chris, who opened the door, was like, what? And she's like, shouts for this girl. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? This girl stands up, right? Not the girl. All I could see initially was the back of her head. This girl stands up, strange girl. And they're like, who the fuck is that? And her friend is at the door like, what the fuck are you doing in this room with these fucking creeps and all these fucking dickheads? And we're all lying there like hungover, probably still drunk, like, what the fuck is going on here? And she's like, don't you fucking ever run away. Where are you? What had happened was, right, we'd obviously all been fucking steaming, blocked. Someone knocks the door. My mate opens it. Right, come on in. Or like, at least he was drunk or something. He must have opened it, just thought it was someone else. Walks back in the bed. This strange girl comes in, lies on the bed, goes to sleep. Nothing happens at all. No one even knows that it's a different person to who they thought it was. If that's even what happened. She wakes up, her fucking mates have been looking for her all night. And then she just gets up out of this bed in a fucking, like, orange formal dress. And like, all right, lads, bye. And we were all, you know, the door shut. This girl was raging. She's like, you fucking creeps and all. And we're like, listen, no one knew there was a girl here. Let alone, did we even know it was that girl? Did we even give a fuck? So essentially what happened was this girl just knocked on a door. It opened and she went in and went to sleep. You know? And then her mate came and got her. And she got up and left, and we all just sat in silence, staring, and then burst out laughing. Like, what the fuck just happened there? You know? And then you get into the full, like, you know, the whole rapey type vibe, where you're like, you know, it's much more dangerous for a girl to be a... This is when you get into this sort of thing, just because... This is why in certain places now they have this rule where it's like, if you have sex with someone when they're drunk, it's rape. You know, which can happen way before the stage of this fucking blocked girl just stumbling into a room. You know, you're lucky you went into a room that wasn't full of fucking creeps. You know, you gotta be careful. That's not like some, you know, everyone has that crazy fella mate who's like, oh, he fucking slept at a bus stop and then, you know, cycled home and then fucking went to work for 3 days or something. You know what I mean? Everyone has that mate. See, when you're a girl, you can't really be getting on like that. Do you know what I mean? Colin, are you being sexist or are you trying to say something nice? I don't know. I'm in the middle. I'm basically going, fucking wise up, will you? You know? You can't be getting fucking blocked, knocking on doors, sleeping in a room with three fellas. You don't know who the fuck's in there. You know what I mean? You don't know who the fuck is, what sort of creepers in on the other side. Luckily, it's three fucking nerds who were all drunk. You're welcome. Sleep on the bed, leave in the morning. Super creepy. Super creepy. Don't really know what I was trying to say towards the end there, but sure, fuck it. Yes, so I went to Derry, booked by the fellas, the lady and Ladette, who... Jesus Christ. They run Mason's Comedy Club, which I initially thought I was going down to perform at, but seemingly they had booked St. Columb's Hall, which is just down from the Millennium Forum. Now, I thought I'd been in that venue before, right? I remember going to see someone who was in a play or something, whatever. I didn't even go see, I think someone I knew was calling in to see them or some shit. So I look in, and from what I remember, I was like, oh, it looks like a wee theatre, right? You know, like wee tiered seats and a small stage. And I was like, all right. So that's what I thought I was playing on the way up. And they were telling me, oh yeah, it's Oktoberfest. So it's set up like Oktoberfest with the big long benches. Everyone's drinking steins full of beer. And I was like, okay, let's go for it. Might be rowdy. Don't know what the crack is, but anyway. So we go up. Initially, this is the bullshit I've talked. Initially, I booked a room in the Travelodge. And then I got talking to Kieran Bartlett. And he's like, listen, I'm going to fucking... I can drive up and all and whatever. And me and Begley were going to go. So I was like, yeah, get Begley to come with us and whatever. So, Kieran Bartlett drove, cheers to the big man. He drove up, Begley was getting absolutely chinned in the back. I think he had a bottle of Buckfast and about two beers by the time he even got to Derry. So, we We get there, we walk down, I'm like, where is this place? We see the sign outside. It says Oktoberfest. They're like, oh, it must be in there. We walk in. It seems dead, right? There's like two guys smoking outside, Adam Lachlan and his friend. Adam Lachlan's a comedian, by the way. So we walk through the foyer sort of bit and open this door. And I'm like, oh, this ain't what I thought it was last time. I was expecting this tiny wee theatre. This place looks like the fucking Ulster Hall when you walk in. I was like, oh my God, this place is fucking enormous. This is fucking huge. And they're like, yes, this. And I was like, I thought, is this not a wee theatre? And they're like, oh, no, that's the cinema next door. And I was like, oh. So we get there and it's full of fucking people. They seem pretty rowdy already. You know, I get one of those giant fucking beers just for the crack. And then it fills up and fills up and fills up to the point where it's like, all the benches are fucking packed. I was like, right, I don't know how many people are here, but it feels like a lot. And they're rowdy as shit. The room's big. The sound isn't amazing. The lights on the people's faces weren't great either. So it's hard to see the comedian. And I think one of the key decisions of the night was when Ivan, who runs the comedy club, was like, do you want to go out the back to the side of the stage? There's like a wee room, like a wee green room. And I was like, well, I don't have to be on stage for like another hour and a half. So no, I'll just fucking stand at the back here. So I stood at the back and, you know, sometimes if I go out certain places where there's people of a certain demographic, some cunts want photos. You know what I mean? That's the way it goes. So, you know what I mean? You made two or three videos. People are like, oh my God, let me get a fucking Snapchat. So I stand at the back and, you know, the usual thing happened. Like one wee guy comes up. All right, man, can I get a photo with you? And I was like, yeah, sure. And then he gets a photo and then it's almost like he fucking nods to his table full of 13 mates. They all come up, get photos. Then another table goes, oh shit, they're getting photos of that guy. And they all go to the back and get fucking photos, which I don't mind anyway. But then I was like, oh, well, this is kind of weird because they're obviously coming up to get photos. They're like, oh, when are you on? And everyone kept asking me, when are you on? Because I don't think they were particularly enjoying the fucking acts that were on beforehand. Which is kind of like, you know, if you went to see a band and some support act was on, you don't really care unless you know them and know their material. It's kind of like, I imagine this was kind of the same way. So a lot of the ones that went on first had a fucking nightmare. Like I was watching it shitting myself going, oh my God, these cunts are gonna fucking scream the whole way through this set. It looked super tough. But I think by the time I got on, a lot of those folks were genuinely there to see me. Which felt fucking amazing, because when I was watching it, all the lads beforehand, it seemed like just complete chaos. And then when I went up, it actually kind of felt manageable. Like it was definitely rowdy and you would say something and everyone would be like, yeah! But it was quite enjoyable, to be honest with you. So I had a fucking sweet time. Everyone was blitzed. You know, I heard a few girls at the end like, oh, don't be a fucking stranger to Derry. You know? And I was like, I'm not. It's just so small. You can't play here every fucking month. You know what I mean? So hopefully, we are able to play Masons again before Christmas. I might send her an email and be like, can I go up there again? Yeah, it was all in all, it was a fucking sweet time. And then me and Begley, who we'd come up with, he bumped into a load of mates that he used to do theatre type stuff with. Begley, if you don't know who I'm talking about, is the wee guy that's in the By the Blender versus the McGraggots one. He plays like the Conor McGregor character. Very funny guy. I'm dying to get him on the podcast. I should have recorded a podcast last night when he's around the fucking house eating crisps. But what can you do? So by the time we were finished, he was blocked and was like, I'm staying in Derry. And I was like, okay, do you want your coat from the car? And he's like, nah. And I was like, listen, you're wearing the thinnest white H&M shirt I've ever seen in my life. I think you're in One Direction or something. And then eventually he got his coat and I was like, there you go. We just prevented a man from dying. And then he went and stayed at someone's flat and performed what can only be described by him as a bit of footering. So fair play to wee Begley there. You know? Given off to me that he had early onset arthritis in his hands. And you're like, really? Did it affect the mad finger you were doing? You fucking savage. Break out the red panties. So that had a nice time in Derry. Hopefully book another gig before Christmas, which I'd love to do. Next day, I go to jiu-jitsu beforehand, though, just to throw a fucking spanner in the works. My ma rings me, and she's like crying, oh, I'm in hospital. And I was like, what is it now? Because my ma, she loves a bit of hypochondriac drama. Every time I speak to her, it's something new. I have arthritis in my thumbs. I've got vertigo in my fucking dick. She's like, I'm in hospital. And I was like, this is typical of my ma, right? And I'm like, what's wrong? And she goes, I have a ruptured hernia. And I was like, ugh, Jesus Christ. Doing too many crunches again, were you? And she goes, oh my God, I'm in agony and they're doing emergency surgery. Where essentially they just shove it back in, stitch it up. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, do we come over now? Or she's like, no, I'm moving hospitals. Wait, I'll contact you because I don't know whether I'm going to another hospital to get surgery straight away or have to wait or what the crack is. And I was like, right, okay, just fucking keep me in the loop. Which I'm sure she would because my mom was probably on fucking Facebook while they were operating on her. So I'm like, right, let me know. And she goes from, like, crying when she answers the phone, like, oh, I'm in hospital, oh, the pain, to, I come in here, the thing, I had to come in at 5 a.m, I was wearing, like, you know, just leggings and one of your Godzilla t-shirts, and I was like, okay, and she goes, and I'm in the hospital, and the guy's like, is that anything to do with Colin Geddes, that Godzilla thing? She goes, yes, I'm his mom, and I'm like, yeah, get to the fucking point, mate, you know what I mean? I don't need to hear, like, oh, he's all like, oh, what's he up to now? Jump over that. I thought your fucking guts were coming out of your fucking belly like Alien. And you're all fucking telling me about some fucking 23-year-old doctor. Who was probably white. Get your white doctor out of my fucking face. See, if I go to a hospital and the guy's not Chinese or fucking Indian, get the fuck out of my life. You know what I mean? Some fucking knobhead just out of Methody. I think basically I consulted Google and it says that it's actually not broken and the white protuberance coming out from the skin, you know, was actually just eczema. Really? It's not a shattered fucking... Nah, definitely not. Are you for fucking ollies, mate? Anyway, so that happened. I was stuck in a bit of a fucking predicament. I was like, what do I do? Go to, and I was just like, I just have to play it by ear. So what I normally do when I'm concerned about something is I go to jiu-jitsu. That's what I do. Go to jiu-jitsu with a sore back. I don't know if there's any fucking what do you call them? Physios out there. You'd probably be able to explain this a bit better. Over the years, I've had a shitty knee, okay? I've tried to re-strengthen it a bunch of times, but I think there has been several times where the knee has been giving me shit. And I've been sort of like half limping on it, compensating. And I feel like over time, it's kind of like, you know, like I feel like I'm weaker down one side, which gives me a sore back on my left side at the bottom. So I feel like I might have to Google that. I'm going to be one of those methody doctors going, dude, yeah, I Googled it and it said to do deadlifts with bad form and snap your fucking vertebrae. Don't know, I feel like I need to fucking just, you know, pistol squats on one fucking side for a month. Strengthen that side up, do back exercises, I don't know. Probably not be such a fat fucking cunt, how about that, Colin? You fat bitch. And the perfect mix of, you know, I do actually enjoy working out, I enjoy some active shit, but I also eat like Elvis on a fucking suicide mission. You know, if I could just control fucking the shit that goes in. You know what I mean? This is what I do. I'll go to jiu-jitsu, I'll go to fucking meet, I had a meeting after it. With a guy from the Fit Fodder place that I'm making videos for. He is elated at the videos I made him. You know, startup company who sent fitness food out to houses. I did buy the blender videos. And it's great because it's just it's where things are going now. I've told you this before. It's branded content. He puts his name to it. They pay for the production, and I just get to make funny videos presented by Fit Fodder. Which, by the way, I told you there's a video to come with me cooking this 32-ounce steak. We're getting closer, guys. I'll talk about it later. Great fucking company. The products are retarded, but in a good way. So I met with that guy. He loves the videos. I can't wait to put them out. They're genuinely funny. And they're just little, you know, it'd be like, I've told you this before, it's just like anything, you know, such and such presents, blah, 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 and then it's just a little funny video. That's all it is, unrelated. And they're very fucking funny, so I can't actually wait till they come out. So that'll be exciting. I've heard that Late License, that me and like Shane Todd and Kieran Bartlett and all those lads were working on, Begley's in it too. I hear it's due to air mid-November, so I hear, because of delays in post-production. Because they don't know what the fuck they're playing at, half of them. Whew, goddamn. So that's another piece of shit that's going to be on TV, I'm sure. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. So this sums me up. You know, I'll go to fucking jiu-jitsu. Oh, well done. Get a workout in, come. Feel good. Feel sore. You know, muscles hurt from working out. Kind of. You know, why don't you go to a coffee shop, have two coffees, and then meet Kieran Bartlett and go, do you know what, mate? Cheers for driving last night. Let's go around to Lavery's and get a fucking burger that was ridiculous. So we go round and again eat this ridiculous fucking meal. You know, my ma's still in hospital. I have to go around and meet my sister in her work in a fancy hotel. And I'm like, I text her. I was like, is there a bottle of water out the back there? I'm dying here. And then she brings out this like, it was embarrassing because the place is packed, and I'm like, bring us out of water. I'm expecting her to walk out with a fucking, like, a bally gown. She comes out with this, like, you remember, they were like complaining about the Merchant Hotel. She doesn't work in the Merchant, but, you know, they were like, oh, they've got water on the menu here for like 27 quid or something. That's the type of shit she brings out. Tall glass bottle, glass with fucking lemon and all. I was like, here, give me a fucking, like a fucking tap water would have done. You don't need to bring this fucking executive business power meeting. Fucking, yeah, there you go. It's $8.99 for a fucking water brew. Anyway, is that enough boring shit that I did this week? Pure boring. Can't wait to edit this food video though, to film another wee bit, but yeah, I'm excited. Did you watch the rugby on Sunday, guys? Where Ireland lost to fucking Argentina. And everyone's like, oh, so close. I was like, do you know what? They did well considering they lost their entire fucking team. You know? All the people you can lose, they lost. Do you need your captain? Nah, he snapped his arsehole off. Who do you want? Your fucking, your right half, who's integral to most of the playmaking. Yeah, fuck that guy. One of your busiest fucking wing forwards. Nah, he's gone too. Bo, he's fucked up. Everyone's fucked up. You know, luckily Bo did get injured, because when Luke Fitzgerald came on, he actually made a fucking impact. I just think they had a lot of bad luck, and they were never going to fucking crawl back from it, to be honest. Sean O'Brien's punching fellas. He's not going to feel great about himself. Although that was a case, I think, of like, you know, you got some French dude who's all like feeling his arse and tugging his shirt and trying to be a dick. And then you got Sean O'Brien, who's essentially a big fucking farmer from wherever. Just like, get the fuck out of my face. Bang. Drop some of the body shot. Suck my dick, guys. Huh? Unreal. Speaking of body shots, it's UFC next weekend, right? Sorry, I'm squirting phlegm out everywhere here. Dick phlegm. Oh! Feel it echoing here. Oh yeah, next weekend's UFC. It's my birthday next weekend, which, you know, who gives a shit? I might try and do some fun shit, because I'll tell you why. The last two birthdays, due to general stuff popping up, you know, deaths and fucking various other events. I kind of didn't have a birthday, which makes me sound like, oh, did you not have a birthday? You know, they were, I'm going to be 29. Fuck my arsehole. Right? But, well, the last 28 and 27, they're not, they don't warrant a fucking card even. But this year, I just think, didn't really get a birthday as such. So what I'm going to do is just have a lovely wee weekend. Now, I'm not doing anything that I wouldn't do, but the plan is to watch the UFC. That would be, that's a couple of days before. You know, recover on the Sunday, which is the 25th, which I don't know what's happening then. And then the Monday, just go to... I've been talking about it for months, but I haven't been able to do it because no one seems to fucking like it or want to go. I definitely want to go on the Monday. This is my day. This is my day on Monday, right? Old man birthday. Here we go. I want to go to jiu-jitsu at lunchtime. You know, it's one of my favorite things to do in the world. I want to go to jiu-jitsu. I want to go after that for dim sum, which is a thing like I've tried twice and I fucking loved it, but I can't really seem to get fucking girlfriend Maureen to go back because she only really likes about one thing. Although I think she's willing to take it on the chin for one day. I'll be like, listen, I want to go for dim sum. Go for dim sum. Or go jiu-jitsu, go for dim sum. Because it's kind of snacky, it's like the Chinese tapas. You order like this barbecue platter thing on the side, which is like duck and fucking char siu pork and pork belly in a big, in rows. And you're like, oh my God, I'm going to spunk everywhere eating this. and then just go for fucking drinks or something. You know, I don't need to fucking go get dolled up and go clubbing. You know, I'll just fucking sit there, just very still and drink beer. Shit myself. That coffee's bogging. Sad day today when you get down to your emergency coffee. You know, you go from all those nice... You know what I mean? We've got the squishy coffee, but could you be fucked? Do you ever make that mistake? I don't know if anyone's in the coffee, but sometimes you buy coffee and you're like, I'll try this. And it's not like, it's not strong coffee. It's like quite fruity coffee. And you're like, ugh, it's gross. Like fruity, weak coffee. So, and then all the fucking nice, you know, instant coffee was gone. All them Azeria shits give you a wee fluffy bit in the top. They're about as good as you get before you buy, you know, you actually have proper ground coffee. But here out in the country ranch that we have now. Dropped the sound recorder. Fuck, sorry about that. We're down to like Nescafe Original, which was one of those like, you know, doomsday prepper size fucking tubs of coffee. You know, at a fucking Home Bargains or something. Enormous. Is that the fucking delivery boy? No. Yeah, so I'm down to that, which, you know, if you were in like a doomsday fucking apocalypse hut that you built under the ground, that also doubles up as gravy because it tastes like pure shit. All right, do you know what I'm going to do? 37 minutes. There's a shit bag of questions this week, so I'm going to just do some questions and see where it takes us because there is a lot of them. Chris McCulloch, here we go. Is this a real... Oh, no, we have two more questions. Dr. Nope, what did you think of the first episode of new series of Fargo? Would you still give Kirsten Dunst the Willy Wassel? Okay. I haven't seen them yet. I did see a good bit of that first one, but there's something about, like... You know, there's... I'm so fussy when it comes to fucking, like... I'm not fussy, you know, but there's certain things that either it sort of clicks with me immediately or I'm never getting into it. You know what I mean? It's like Fargo, I watched the first few episodes of the last one. I was like, yeah, whatever. So it's good. All right. You know what I mean? Narcos, I watch Narcos and I'm like, it's nice. It looks amazing. The production is retarded on this show. And, you know, but it's like, again, it's like, whatever, you know what I mean? I don't know, there's just certain things that I can't fucking they just don't click with me. You know what I mean? You know, certain things, like if I watched, I remember back in the day seeing like Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I was like, oh my fucking God. And it was like, by that stage, it was on about series 5 or 6. So I was able to just be like, oh my God, this is amazing. And just tore through them all. I was like, this is great. But other than that, like, there's certain things that people are obsessed with that I watch and they just don't click with me. Like, you know what I mean? You know, Maureen likes a lot of those Modern Families and blah, blah, all that shit. The only one that I watch and can sort of half watch is Parks and Recreation. You know, like The League. I couldn't watch The League. It didn't fucking click with me at all. Just there's a whole pile of them where I'm just like, nah, it just doesn't. You know, Always Sunny, there's one there. Just bang. Liked it immediately. Couldn't get enough. Same as everyone else, really. But there's just some of those programs where I'm just like, I couldn't be fucked watching this. You know? Narcos, you making me read? Get the fuck out of my life. Fargo, so no, I haven't watched it. And I'm not one of these cunts that can just, like Begley, he just watches everything. He's seen everything on fucking Netflix. He completed it. Anyway, Gaffer Cross, with the IRA supposedly on a comeback tour, what other defunct terrorists would you like to see given one last shot of glory? None of them, really, to be honest. Do you hear how weak my voice went there? None of them, really. You know, I hate to go all fucking Gandhi on it, but what? It's hard to be taken seriously when you are just causing mindless fucking violence. You know what I'm saying? Chris McCullough, thoughts on UTV being sold to ITV, less Julian, more Cheryl? Yeah, well, that would be a shame, wouldn't it? What about you? Up next, it's fucking Coronation Street or something. Dirty bastards bucking all around him. I mean, it's a crazy setup. You know, if you came from England even, where you didn't have UTV and watched that, you'd be like, who is this fucking weird guy? You know, no offence, Julian. I doubt you listen to this. But you're weird looking. You know? What about you? That's me. You're like, what? You know, it seems in this day and age that everybody's job is being replaced by a computer. You know, you go into Tesco's, you have to fucking talk to that stupid fucking machine. You know, but it still needs a person to oversee it. That's who I feel sorry for in fucking Tesco's. The overseer of machines that don't really work. And by the way, everyone has an iPhone, guys, so you need to step up how those things work. You can't go beep, blap, and then it changes. You know what I mean? Make it work immediately, like a fucking iPhone. Same as a cash machine. You ever stand at a cash machine? What do you want? Cash, no receipt. Doop. Changes. Okay, what do you want? There's no tenors. Bloop, 60 quid. And then, it shits it out. You're like, mate, no one has time. You're like, that's how quick it should be. Bloop, money, thank you. Oh, anyway, so, you know, all these jobs are getting replaced by computers, yet UTV still need this weird fella to be like, up next is Emmerdale, even though it's been on this time for every fucking day for about 100 years. But we still need to remind you with this weird looking gay dude. Again, no offence, but you know, you're weird. This is back in the day before every job known to man was based on looks. You know what I'm saying? What's your favourite Mega Drive game? Johnny B. You'd be sad to hear. Well, you won't be sad, you won't give a fuck. But not a big games guy, to be honest with you. Never was. You know, I remember when I was a kid, cracking up. And I was like, oh, you know, I remember playing like Nintendo a wee bit. You know, because my uncle had one, and then fucking, like, my mates had one and stuff, and you could fuck about and play GoldenEye and Mario Kart and all that stupid shit. But the novelty wore off so quick. It just wore off so quickly on me. And I remember when I was in school, like first or second year, whenever, like fuck knows when that was. But like the first PlayStation had been out, probably for a while. And I was like, oh, gurning about it. I want to play fucking Tony Hawk. And I got it. And I swear to God, it was sold again in about fucking 2 minutes. It was like I got it, couldn't be fucked with it, and it was gone. Just couldn't be arsed, and never had a games console since. See, when I get like mates that are fucking great, like, oh mate, FIFA's out, and you're like, shut up, alright? Is it different to the last one? And then I was talking to Kieran Bartlett, and he's all gone off on one about like how you can, you know, basically, he's like, nah, I don't want to have to be careful, mate, because I got a 2-day ban. And I was like, what, you couldn't live without fucking FIFA for 2 days, you lunatic? And he's like, no, it's not that, mate. It's just giving stick to some 13-year-old in China. Oh, you fucking gaylord. Couldn't, you know, like standard football shit that you would say, but to like a Chinese kid. Couldn't finish your fucking dinner, mate. Huh? Look at him, touch of a fucking rapist. Fucking 50p head, that's what he has, fucking spastic. And you end up getting banned for 2 days, and you're like, oh no, what am I going to do? Going to have to fucking, you know, not play this game maybe for a second. Maybe talk to a human, you know. Talk to a female, try and get the ride. Oh my God, I broke it. I don't know, it's could you be fucked, like. Let's move on to the Facebook questions here. Worst display of hipsterness you've ever seen? From Nathan Concilia. Worst display of hipsterness? I don't know if I could even single this one fucking occasion out. Let me think. I think that was some, fuck me, that was some dead air there. I don't know, Glastonbury was kind of weird with it. Hipsterness to me is like, it's okay if a place is already full of hipsters, if that makes sense. You know, if you were in fucking Camden or something in London, and you're like, Jesus Christ, there's an awful lot of people carrying a briefcase with nothing in it, and wearing leather shoes with no socks, which makes me want to fucking barf. I don't know, it's weird. It's when you see it when it's not as common. But then when you see, like, I've seen things in Glastonbury, like there was a guy in front of us at Lionel Richie, which already wasn't pleasant for me because I was dying for a fucking piss. This guy in front of us, and he's wearing like gold leggings, and he was wearing a jacket, and he was dancing around, and you could tell that it was like a put-on dance. He wasn't like really into it. He was kind of just letting people know that he was free and fucking full of love, bro. And it just annoyed me. You know, can you acknowledge the fact you're wearing fucking gold pants for the crack? You goddamn fucking maniac. Shaking your dandruff all over the place. Mad hipsterness. I don't even know. I just don't know. It's just people going out of their way to be fucking annoying. You know what I mean? I don't really know what I mean, but I keep saying it. Oh, this is going to drive me mad. What's the most hipster thing I've ever seen? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, someone was telling me about seeing a guy with the full fucking, you know, 1940s gangster fade on his hair with a side parting and a beard. But he was also wearing a full tracksuit in West Belfast somewhere. That's hipsterness gone fucking mad, that. I don't even know. I don't know. Just general day-to-day things piss me off. You know, you see some, any of that, like, just impractical. It's like you're wearing a fucking, you're wearing brogues with fucking no socks. And you're like, mate, what can that even smell like? You know, are you joking me? Your stinking feet inside this shoe with your ankles exposed? Please don't expose your ankles. You know, you're not some 13-year-old. Don't fuck. I had this conversation again yesterday with girlfriend Maureen's sister, where I was like, how many of these fellas are going to appear on like X Factor and stuff. You know, because we basically seen this wee guy walking down the side of the road with like hair shaved up the side, and then this mop of like curly hair that looked like it was permed. And you're like, that guy would have got the fuck kicked out of him. Back in my day, you'd have got abused. If you were wearing fucking trousers that were too tight, it would have been like, dude, you fucking faggot, wear tight trousers, no, what are you, a fucking ballerina? Brr. And now it seems to be all them lads in the fucking GAA bottoms that are tight. You know, you always, this is the thing nowadays, people wearing like sport gear, and you're like, you're clearly not going to do any sport gear. You know, I go to fucking jiu-jitsu in a gym that's like an old school fucking no treadmill gym. You know, you'll see a guy who's like, you know, a fucking monster comes in, trains in an old Budweiser fucking t-shirt, and then puts a fucking suit on and goes back to work. You know, they're not walking around like they're about to enter a CrossFit competition at the drop of a fucking hat. You know, it's insane. Hipsters thing I've ever seen. I don't know, can't think, let's move on. If you're talking fashion-wise, I did see a guy who was wearing like pedal pushers that were like down to his mid-shin, leather winkle picker shoes, no socks, like a string vest, and then like a large sort of fur-collared sort of trench coat thing. And I just remember thinking, you know, you can meet somewhere in the middle there, mate. You don't need to wear like a string vest and then a giant sort of Nazi coat. You know, you could just wear a sweater and that would keep you adequately warm rather than wearing basically nothing with a giant fucking coat over you. You know what I'm saying? You fucking asshole. Let's move on to more highbrow shit here. Aaron Willoughby, the Wallaby Willoughby. Favourite kebab emporium. I'll be honest with you, you just fucking, you know, when are you going to eat a kebab? When you're blocked, so fuck it, doesn't really matter. I remember getting one out of, what was it, Gilgamesh or something, facing the bot in Belfast, and it could have been raw chicken, and it could have been dog shit and raw chicken, and I literally didn't even look at it, I just was eating, you know, so it could be fucking anything, I don't care. One of the best kebabs I've ever had, though, is from a place, I don't even know if it's open, called Romeo's in Derry, / Londonderry. Jesus Christ. They used to make serious fucking kebabs. And it was just, they were clean. They were clean and neat and nicely rolled up. It wasn't like one of these dripping down your elbow fucking piles of shit that you normally get. It was tight and nice. That's what she said. Dylan O'Neill, who's more of a cunt, Noel Gallagher, Alex Turner? Probably Alex Turner, because Noel Gallagher at least is like, he's funny. I think Liam's probably more of a cunt. Noel's funny. Alex Turner has this false bravado. You know, like, yeah, I went and sort of recorded some shit with fucking Josh from Queens of Stone Age. Now I think I'm cool as fuck. And you're like, no, mate. The reason he's cool as fuck is because he's got about fucking 25 years in the bank of being a fucking rock god monster. You're like, these are good, but I mean, for sure, fucking wise up. Do I like Arctic Monkeys? I do. They've got some fucking tunes, bro. But still a knobhead. Angela Merkel or Anne Robinson. And that's from Stuart Anderson. You see, you didn't give me a context, but like, which one would I rather bang? I think I'd rather fucking bore a hole in a melon. Fuck it. But here, I watched this video. The other day, the guy was like, this is how you make what they call a fifi. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And it was, but Arctic Monkeys are for the lads. Killing it. Decent. It's like how to make a prison fifi. Or so it was this black dude and he was taking a rubber glove and essentially tying it in a certain way that it made a thing that looked like an arse with an asshole. And he's like, there you go, squirt a bit of lotion and that, and you can fuck the life out of it while you're in prison. And I'll be honest with you, the more I watched the video, I was like, Maureen, we any rubber gloves knocking about? look good, is what I'm saying. Matthew Foster, have you ever been caught out of your depth and thought, my life is actually going to end right here? I've been in a few of these in my younger days. Out of your depth, metaphorically, or literally out of your depth in water. I've nearly died a whole pile of fucking times. I literally nearly, back in, I told this before, went on holiday with my parents when I was a child to Ibiza. Obviously not to like fucking, you know, let's have a rave Ibiza, but to like another part. I think I near drowned twice on the same holiday. In the pool, everyone's blocked probably, and I'm like at the bottom of the pool dying. So, out of my depth, I don't know. I nearly went out the windscreen of a car once. That was pretty good fun, but I wouldn't say I was out of my depth. I was just saying I was fucking stupid. I don't know. A few of these, I don't know. Not sure what you're talking about. Out of your depth. Don't know. Bill Smith, Coke or Pepsi? Coke, probably. Helen Larvin, all right, big lad, we're home in Northern Ireland for 2 weeks from the 28th of October. We would love to come see you. Any gigs on then? Depends how long you're home for, but yeah, 4th of I think, let me double check that. Fuck you. Yeah. Where's my phone? No, Jesus. Trying not to hold it near the thing here. Let me see. Let's go. Where's the motherfucking calendar? So, yeah, 4th of November, there's a Lavery's. So there you go, you can come to that. There you go. That's pretty much it. Gareth Hunter, why is this country about 15 years behind the rest of the UK, mainly due to religious bullshit and people just accept it? I know, it is ridiculous. It's like, you know, it's like we moved to Glasgow, we sat at 1 o'clock on a Sunday before we went to fucking Sainsbury's. And you're like, oh, it's been open since 9, has it? Yeah. The way all shops should be. Are you fucking mental? Just shit laws. And it's all in case some fucking Presbyterian gets offended. Do you know what? Mind your own fucking business. I hate anyone doing something that affects other people that it shouldn't. You know what I mean? I remember years ago, like, the fucking motorway was bunged one day. And it was because some guy had jumped off the bridge and landed in the middle of the road and it fucked the whole town up. Like, everything was at a standstill. And I felt like going, you fucking cunt. You know what I mean? I hope you live and get the stick that you're fucking due, you fucking asshole. You know? Same way I have a problem with anyone marching down roads. You know? Whether it's fucking parades or gay pride or something. It's like, just because you want to celebrate doesn't mean everyone else wants to fucking celebrate. You know, I can't believe there's days where you're like, oh yeah, by the way, you're essentially a prisoner in your own home because you won't get down any fucking roads today. Fuck, do whatever you want in a place that doesn't annoy anyone. You know, and I'm standing outside of the, I don't have a horse in any of these races here, but I'm just like, stay off the fucking road, will you? Stop annoying. You know, if you're going to protest, you don't need to make a full fucking... Sometimes you do need to make a scene, but it's like, you know, you're going to do it in a place where it's not going to affect anyone else. Yeah, I hate that. Drives me mad. And I hate rules like that, where it's like, oh yeah, you can't go to the shop before fucking 1. And you're like, why? Because you're supposed to be at church? I've never been to fucking church. Why don't you go to church? You know? Give all half your fucking money to some cunt who's loaded, pretending that he can talk to Jesus? Are you retarded? Perchance? Fucking assholes. But yeah, it is very annoying. Oh, what's that? You need to have your baby terminated because it's malfunctioning in your fucking womb? Well, guess what you're gonna have to do, mate? Because it's illegal, you're gonna have to fucking get a flight to England, have your baby terminated, and then fly back and give birth to it. How about that? How does that feel? Does that feel good for your fucking mind? Jesus fucking Christ. Dickheads. Fair play to the fucking... I've said this before. But like, the dude who's outside that fucking abortion thing. Get the fuck out of my life. Oh, it's the baby. Shut up. Alright? Do you have a vagina? No. You don't... You know, there's certain things I'm like, guess what? You don't get a fucking opinion here, mate. Well, you get an opinion, but, you know, just relax, okay?
I'm out here fighting on behalf of women. Women shouldn't.
Fuck it. Definitely down the line somewhere, you're hoping someone gives you like a wee pity fucking hand job. You bearded cunt. Gareth Hunter. That's the same question. Yes, Gareth, people do accept it. It's ridiculous. You're not allowed to get married if you're gay. Why? It's unnatural. Is it? Is it though? Is it unnatural that fucking thousands of people are gay? Is that unnatural? You know, it's like, it would be like if there was one gay guy in the world, you'd be like, that's a bit unnatural, isn't it? No, loads of people are gay, mate. And they're all like, oh, we have to come out. And then everyone's like, you're so brave for coming out. Why do you ever have to come out? You know, why do they even call it gay marriage? Why can't you just get married if you want to? Why does it even have to be in a fucking church? Jesus has to witness it, does he? I thought he was magic. You can witness it when we do it on the fucking beach somewhere. Suck my dick. Fucking hell, like, unbelievable. Danny Williams. Oh, wait a minute. Thomas Connolly. Have you sorted your gastronomy show out yet? I was thinking big food for the big man. I have sorted a name. It's called No Desserts. Did I mention that last week? Probably. Who gives a fuck? Gonna call it No Desserts because I joked around one time that if I had a restaurant, I would call it No Desserts. There wouldn't be desserts. It would just be like a what you would have in a shop. You know, like a big chest freezer full of lollies. It would just be called No Desserts. That's what it's called. Big Food with the Big Man. That's alright. Sounds long though. But I don't ever want it to seem like a cooking show. It is a cooking show, but not an instructional one. Danny Williams. Let's rattle through these motherfuckers. Oh, here's another one related to that. When's the food videos happening? I'm gonna do like a pilot first. Should be called Get Us in Your Bake. That's quite funny too. Been thinking about that for far too long. Get Us in Your Bake. Jesus Christ, that sounds more like a porno. Luke McCrudden, where the fuck are they gonna put Oscar Pistorius angle tag? It's a joke, cause he's got no legs, motherfucker. If Ronda Rousey and Travis Brown have a baby together, will it come out bench pressing 100k and be the most badass kid on the planet? Isn't it weird how, like, Ronda Rousey gave shit to fucking, what was his name, Mayweather, for, like, hitting his wife, and then now she's going out with Travis Brown, who beat the shit out of his wife, allegedly. I just feel like he's not a big enough star to be going out with her, you know? So I feel like she should be going out with someone who, but then again, She's so badass. She's not like a, you know, fan. She has a fan favourite, but it's because she's badass as fuck. So maybe she needs a complete badass to fucking be slinging dick into her puss. Alright, bit graphic there, Colin. Wise up. Yeah, probably be a badass kid. Whatever. Why can't cars be fitted with rocket launchers so we can fire them at ignorant whores driving a tractor and think it's funny keeping 20 cars behind them? I know, I feel like that too sometimes. You know, it should be legal for them just to drive like on the hard shoulder or something like that. But see, when you go to these places, like we live in the country now, so you're heading through like a little town that has a school in it, and you're like, did this cunt honestly not think that between 3:30 and 4:00, this would be the busiest time to drive at this speed through this fucking town? For sure, fucking be a bit more aware, you cock. Pull in the odd time. You know, don't go into the spar covered in shite. I've been doing that in stand-up recently, but that's what happens. Some fella in the queue in front of you, and you're like, mate, you smell completely like shite, and you're covered in shite. You know, you take your shitey hand and lift your shitey money out of your wallet and put it back in your shitty arse. Fuck me, asshole. But yeah, maybe not rocket launchers, but there should definitely be some sort of fine where you can just take a photo of it, which I'm sure you probably get done for using your phone in the car. But you know, they just take a photo and be like, this guy refused to get off the road for a long time, send him a bill. Right, Danny Williams, last question, and then we're out of this bitch. Do you think it's important for comedians of a certain level of fame to do things like this podcast to connect with fans? Do you think someone who goes all over the place playing arenas would do one? And if you stopped doing it, think it would affect ticket sales a whole lot? You've ever considered just fucking it off? Sorry, probably a really dull question. Well, I mean, it's weird that you would ask a question on a podcast asking me would I ever think about just not doing the podcast. Also, I feel like fame is a fucking strange word because it's like, I don't know. It's a weird thing to talk about. Like, I don't think anyone, like the reason I started a podcast was just to have more content going out, but also to have an excuse for me to talk shit and possibly pull some fucking material out of it. And it has worked. In the past, you know, I'd be talking about something, then I feel like I would be talking about it again, and then I'd be like, nah, maybe there's fucking material within that. And all of a sudden, you've got a new bit because you talked about something a couple of times. Do you think it's important for comedians of a certain level to do things like this podcast to connect with fans? I don't think it hurts anyone. You know, if, you know, you get, there's some really big fucking comedians have podcasts like Gervais and, you know, Russell Brand or whatever, and them dicks. Plenty of big Americans have one, Bill Burr. They all have these podcasts, and part of the reason they're as big as they are is because of the podcast, so it's hard to quit. I think it's one of those things, if you start it and people get into it, you kind of have to keep going, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain ones that I listen to that if they stopped doing it, you'd be like, why? Oh, you know, like, why did they stop it? But it seems like it's just part of the package now. I don't know. Would you ever consider just fucking it off? No, I don't think so. No? Listen, I miss the fucking podcast by a day. People give me shit. Or is it, you fucking dick? What are you doing? Just sitting around all day doing nothing anyway, you fat fucking buzz. Playing arenas. I don't know if I'd ever really want to play arenas. Do you think someone who goes all over the place playing arenas would do one? Some do. And if I stopped doing it, would it affect ticket sales? Probably not. I don't do a lot of gigs that sell fucking tickets, to be honest. But put it this way, like, I had booked the Millennium Forum in Derry, right? Twice I had to cancel it. It was a fucking studio theatre, so it was probably like 110 seats or something stupid. Organised it one time, it fell like 3 days after fucking Lee Evans was there doing like a warm-up show. So I'm like, yep, let's do that. Sold about fucking 15 tickets up front. And I was like, listen, I think we might have to cancel this. And the guy was like, no problem, we'll cancel it. We refund the people. Bang, there we go. Tickets were shit. Booked it again for a different time. We're like, okay, students are back in Derry, right? Booked it again. Again, dog shit sales. I was like, I'm going to have to cancel this too. Shortly after that, went and did Mason's Comedy Club in Derry. Packed to the fucking rafters. You know, I don't know whether that was because Mickey was MCing or who the fuck's fault it was, but it was jammed. I don't know what their capacity is, but it probably would have been enough to fill the fucking, the mini theatre in the other place. And you're like, what? I don't understand what's going on here. I don't know whether it's like people don't want to go to the theatres to see shit, which I wouldn't. I'd much rather go to like a club. So, but I don't know. I feel like that's where I'm best suited anyway. You don't want to go see me in fucking some theatre somewhere. Be shit. But I don't know if it's important to have one, but it definitely doesn't hurt. The more material you put out, the better. These days, it's more about like a constant flow of stuff rather than, oh, I'm going to put out a comedy special and then I'm going to wait for fucking a year and then I'm going to put out another one. I think it's more, like, I was thinking about it myself. I don't put a lot of stand-up like material out there, but I feel like what I should do is just release every couple of months, like another 10 or 15 minutes, instead of like saving up and do, you know, release like a full hour long thing. You know, just kind of fucking drip it out there. But anyway, I don't even know if that answered that question. But what can you do? I'm going to go now anyway. I think I've talked enough shit. Don't you? Let me plug one more thing. You just have to go to fucking Lavery's. The lineup is retarded. I'm going to read it out for you. We have Chris Montgomery. Shane Todd is trying out some new stuff before his big show at the Mandela Hall next week, if you want to go to that. Don't know how many tickets are left. He's probably sold it out, hasn't he? Jammy bastard. We got George Firehorse, who smashed it last time. Me, William Thompson, Dave Elliott, and Kieran Bartlett. Do you hear that? Chris Montgomery, Shane Todd, George Firehorse, Colin Geddes. That's me. William Thompson, Dave Elliott, Kieran Bartlett. For £6. Where else would you get it? Probably in Queens in 2 weeks. Because they seem to be nicking lineups. But anyway, what can you do? Cheers for listening, guys. I'll get that food video up as soon as I can, because I didn't realise people would be so fucking interested in me doing it. It won't be perfect. Again, it'll be like a pilot. And then we're going to look into getting different sources. For example, the guy from Fit Fodder, who I'm working with at the minute, was going to put me in contact with a guy who does these like elite fucking steaks. So one of the episodes might be one of those. Different episode for something else. We'll see. You know, we'll fucking see what happens. I'll do ColinGaz.com, all that shit, and I'll speak to you next week. Peace!